And thank you very much, Richard. Two very special guests back in studio today. We have Brad Coles and Ryan Graham from the Kinsmen Club. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Hey, it's great to be back. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thanks, Mike.
And we're talking about another very successful Dryden Kinsmen Santa Claus Parade.
I think this is the time that we're all waiting for, the time to find out who won in the categories. And before we start that, thank you so much to everyone who came out to participate. It was a fantastic evening with a great temperature, and what an amazing electricity in the air because of all that great Christmas spirit.
Yeah, it was absolutely fantastic, and let's get this started. Let's get to our award winners.
All right, so in the first category, we have the family category with the Lambibo and Norman family winning the top prize with the family category. With the school category, there was a toss-up. There were only a couple this year, but congratulations to New Prospect School. Organization and community group. You know what? We had a fantastic outreach with so many people that came into this one. It was hard to judge just one. So without further ado, the EMS crew, they really stepped up this year. It was so fantastic to see all their amazing stuff. Businesses 10 to 50. Oh, if you didn't see that Hutchison bus with the wings on it, the flying bus in the sky, the bus of the future, it absolutely took everyone's heart.
And for businesses 50 plus, we had Domtar with the Art Council of DHS.
This parade could not be done without so many different amazing people and amazing organizations. So we would just like to thank a few folks if we can. First off, the participants who came out to make this happen this year. The floats were fantastic. All the businesses that chipped in any way that you could have, thank you so much. Spectators, this was such a year for spectators.
We also like to thank Gardewine and Peter's Trucking, of course CKDR, Shaw Cable, the Amateur Radio Operators of Dryden, Emergency Services, OPP.
OPP, they were out with a lot of different things. And what about the Dryden Fire Service? They had all of the, even the 1929 antique truck was there on display this year. And of course, like we said, EMS winning that prize this year too.
Okay, next year's theme is going to be a Christmas movie Christmas.
So can you think of any Christmas movie out there? Anything at all, that is your theme. Make it big, make it bright, make it loud. That's what we're looking for the 2023 Dryden Christmas Parade. My favorite part is watching the little kids' eyes just sparkle when they see Santa Claus. For some of these kids, this is the first parade they have ever seen because we've been on a three-year hiatus with this. So just the fact that the community came out to support on such an amazing night like Moonlight Madness, it really warmed our hearts and it got the community so involved. At one point, it was so thick. I don't even know how they got everyone on the streets. But there were smiles, there were candy, there were bright lights and lots of music. It was just really humbling to be a part of this kind of organization, to be able to bring this to the Dryden community.
All right, gentlemen, anything else before we go?
No, we just want to, again, thank all the participants and people who came out, and we look forward to next year's.
Yeah, can't wait for next year. It's the 2022 Santa Claus Dryden Kinsmen Parade, another successful one. We'll see you next year for a Christmas movie Christmas.